Asheville, North Carolina. I'm monitoring anybody by.
Or TFW.
KN4 TFW. W4 CNA. Well, am I getting in okay?
Yeah, sounding real good down here in Greer.
Sure. Yeah, I'm up here in Asheville. Am I getting in the repeater okay?
Yeah, it sounds real good.
I sure do appreciate it. I just thought I'd check it out and see if it's still working.
Yep, doing an awesome job. Name over here is Ken.
Well, have a good evening. I sure appreciate you coming back. Stay dry down there. It's wet up here in Asheville. W4CNA, I'll be clear.
All right, 73. Have a good one. KN4TFW, clear.
Z4M Mobile.
For VWA Mobile.
Steve, KZ4M Mobile.
On my way, baby. Because you got to remember, I'm over here on 357, not on 14, so I'll beat you home by an hour.
I'm surprised you weren't over there trying to take him hamburgers away from those kids.
Those hamburgers? Maybe that's why they were safe.
I smell it, though, when you went out to the parking lot.
Oh, is that what that was? They was cooking hamburgers in the parking lot?
Hamburgers over there at the little grill thing at the ball field.
Oh, is that open to the public?
But it's not in use.
Was that somebody cooking burgers for those kids, or was that just a concession stand open to the public?
They were doing something for those kids. I don't think they're playing ball right now. I don't think any leagues are going, but they may have been doing some kind of ceremony or something over there. Who knows?
Yep. All right. Well, so I guess they've just got the repeater back to normal, because I hear the tail squelch back in there.
It wasn't there earlier, so I don't know. They're doing all kinds of changes. So, progress. But I am north of your church now, though.
And you're moving right along. I could really get some stuff done tomorrow if I didn't have to go to Edgefield and Lexington. I built the winch, a control box for my winch today, and I've got the platform built. All I got to do is weld a battery shelf onto my I-beam and then put the I-beam in the ground. I think a week carrying ought to be okay for that I-beam in the ground. It's going to be down 3 feet.
Was you asking me that question, or you just want me to back you up?
Not a question, just asking your opinion.
That's something that I've never worked in concrete or anything like that. I've used it a bunch, and out of all my uses, I have come to one conclusion. You never can depend on it to be done by any certain time. And there's way too many things that influence the curing of that concrete.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'll get it in the ground Thursday. So that'll be 7, 8, 9 days curing. So that ought to be about enough. I'm hoping that'll do the trick. And that's for my winch pole.
Well, I take it you've got a job to do down in the down south.
Yepper. Going to Edgefield and then over to Lexington. It'll be a $700 day, and that's not such a bad stab in the eye.
Right. I'll be heading down that way Thursday morning. Got to go to the doctor down at Thorn.
Yeah, well, just be careful they don't keep you down there.
See when they're planning on breaking my feet again.
Man, Oh, goodness gracious. I hope they don't have to do that to you, bud. Well, so anyhow, I'm still kind of planning on an antenna party the 25th. But it's going to be an ordeal getting that. I'm telling you, it's going to be rough getting that stupid antenna to tune up. I checked it today, and all my SWRs were running about 5 or 6.
Have you done any tuning on it yet?
None. I just had it up about 10 feet up in the air after I did the mechanical assembly. And once I did that, I just threw a 25-foot Super 8 on it and read the SWRs that way.
If you're wanting to try to get that down a little bit better, yell at me one day and I'll come over and we'll carry it down to the woods down there and I'll shoot us 2 lines up through 2 trees where we can hoist that thing up in the air and see what does that elevation, see if that changes it any. And we can easily lower it back down, trim it, and take it back up until we get it where we want it. You don't want to be working on that after we get it on the tower.
Unfortunately, it don't work that way, Tom. This thing's 34 feet wide, and it's got a central single mounting point on a mast, and it's kind of gangly.
Can still get it hoisted up in the air. We shoot some lines through the trees and hoist it up some, and we can get a little bit more elevation on it.
I have to see it. Besides, remember my problem? I don't have any trees over there that big.
Do it your way. Hey, I was telling you something that we could do, and I would be willing to do for you, but you don't want to do it? I can respect that.
Just got to have a tree as tall as what you're talking about, and I ain't got one over there. And those trees that are down behind there, once they get up over about 15 feet, and they don't have any structural strength where you can get this thing up there in one piece and back down. Probably Thursday evening or something like that, and check this thing out. When you see it, you won't want to try to jack it up in a tree.
Not jacking it up in a tree, I said jacking it up between some trees. But, hey, it's no big deal. Just an idea I was throwing out there to make life easier on you.
Well, I am just about to detonate, bud, and I'm going to get in the house, and I'm going to get ready for tomorrow, and then I'm going to try to check into the net, so I'm going to be a busy boy jumping up and down in preparation. So, y'all be careful going home. And I'll talk to you later. 73's KZ4M, this is KN4VWA. I'll talk to you later. Clear.
Steve, I'm detonating myself, so you have a good night. 73's, give me a yell if you name me, brother. KZ4M Mobile.